the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 363. Totes Legit.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we raise some funds, visit a mad scientist, check out some job tracking software, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I'm sorry that this episode is getting out a little late. Unless you're listening in the future, in which case, no, everything was totally fine, came out right on time. The reason things are a bit late is because I'm installing my software on a new computer. That's right, it's time to say goodbye to the old computer and hello to the new one. And it's amazing, this new computer. I mean, listen to the difference. Here's me talking on the old computer. Hi, this is me talking on the old computer. And now, here's me talking on the new computer. Hi, this is me talking on the new computer. Wow, what a difference. Actually, it has nothing to do with the quality of the sound. I just kind of seem to run through a computer in about 6 years. At that point, the computer goes, enough, please, can I just go? And the problem for me at that point is I have to get all the software that's on the old computer onto the new computer, but I don't want to bring everything over because, you know, you always end up with a lot of stuff that you just don't know how it got there in the first place, and now you don't want it to migrate onto the new machine. Think of it like the new computer is the lifeboat that's taking on all the passengers from the old computer. And there are some passengers who want to take every piece of their luggage with them, even though that's not necessary. So my job is to check everything moving from one computer to the next and say, yes, no, yes, no. It's just taking a long time. But I don't think you want to hang around for all of this, so why don't you listen to the rest of the episode while I check to make sure everything going to the new computer is completely necessary.
You've got mail.
Oh man, that's gonna go.
Item 2 of 4.
We'll be back to our PBS pledge drive in just 1 minute, but first, Doug and I would like to talk to you about the details of running one of these pledge drives.
That's right, Rich. It might be something you take for granted, but there really is a lot involved with one of these drives. For instance, think about the set they're using.
Exactly, Doug. Every single one of those operators standing by to take your calls has their own desk and their own chair.
Now, that alone has got to cost a fair amount of cash.
Not to mention the cost of the phones themselves.
Right again, Rich. And then there's the electricity for the lights and the cameras and air conditioning for the studio. It all adds up.
So true, so true. That is why we're here this evening. We're taking a precious few minutes away from our pledge drive to ask you to pledge to the PBS Pledge Drive Fund.
Without your support to this fund, it may become virtually impossible in the future for us to afford to take time out of our normal schedule to run a pledge drive.
Without people like you contributing to the PBS Pledge Drive Fund, we simply can't continue to support the things you've come to expect from a pledge drive.
After all, let's be real. Where do you think the money comes from to buy those coffee mugs and those tote bags you get as thank you gifts for pledging to your PBS station?
Or the self-improvement DVDs? Or Susie Orman's financial planning books?
Or my personal favorite, those Peter, Paul, and Mary CDs.
Exactly. I love those CDs.
I know, right? I listen to them all the time. And I don't even have a CD player. That's how wonderful those CDs are.
The money to buy these thank you gifts doesn't come out of the money you pledge for programming. That would be ridiculous. it makes much more sense that it comes out of the PBS Pledge Drive Pledge Drive Fund.
So we're asking you right now to pick up your phone and become a sustaining member of our Pledge Drive to help PBS Pledge Drives.
We are so close to meeting our goal for this break.
Exactly.
But we only have a few minutes left. So if you act right now and pledge just $120 a month, we'll be able to send you this Ed Slott Guide to Retirement Planning, since you clearly need it.
And in case you're wondering, the money for that thank you gift comes from our PBS Pledge Drive, Pledge Drive, Pledge Drive Fund, which Maria and Tom will be here to talk about in just 1 second.
Okay, I think we're about out of time. Be sure to call. Remember, only you can help make Pledge Drives possible.
Thank you.
Item 3 of 4.
I've done it, Eldolf!
Master?
I've transplanted the brain of a pigeon into the body of a different pigeon!
Why did you do that?
Science!
I mean, laugh like that.
What do you mean?
You know, ha 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 ha.
That's what I do. That's what all mad scientists do. Yes, it is.
No, see, I checked with some of the other evil henchmen out there, and their masters definitely don't do that.
What other masters?
Well, Dr. Frankenstein, for one.
Oh, sure, Frankenstein, that hack. What would he have to laugh about?
Well, Igor tells me that he just got through reanimating life.
Yeah, right, as if.
And he didn't do a bit of laughing.
Look, Eldolf, maniacal laughing is my thing.
But, Master, it sounds like you're making fun of your own work. You know, look, I did this thing. Ha, ha, ha. LOL. Aren't I cute?
All right, smart guy. What would you suggest I do?
I don't know. Maybe a cheer.
A cheer?
Yes, you could go, I did it, I did it, I did it. Go me.
Enough.
I'm just saying.
Silence.
Sounds dumb.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Now that I have transplanted this pigeon brain, I can try my technique on something bigger, much bigger, like this squirrel. Yeah, okay, you've ruined it for me.
I didn't mean...
No, now that I hear it, I can't unhear it. That's just great.
That wasn't really what I was...
What? What am I supposed to do, huh? I need to do something. Now I can't even do the laugh.
I don't know. There's always that cheer.
Listen, I'm going to take the rest of the night off, okay? Go down to Dave and Buster's or something. Why don't you just clean up and go home?
But Master, I live here.
Okay, well then feed the pigeon and figure out what to do with the squirrel. Good night.
A thousand mad scientists out there, and I have to pick one that can't take constructive criticism. Some boss, huh, Mr. Squirrel?
Don't complain to me. You just screwed me out of a new brain.
Item 4 of 4.
Okay, the new software is downloaded. Not sure why we've switched to using it to keep track of projects, but let's see how it works.
Thank you for installing Sweepers, the cloud-based team collaboration software for today's global market.
Well, hello.
With Sweepers, you can share what you are doing with your team, no matter where they sit, across the aisle, or across the planet. That's because with Sweepers you create one central place for your entire team to collaborate. Everything simply goes into one Sweepers bin in the cloud. Nothing gets lost, and everyone can open, review, transform, reject, comment on, approve, and improve your work as it evolves into something clearly more amazing than what you originally created.
Wait, what did you say?
Here's how it works. Simply log into Sweepers with your secure password, which just needs to be a minimum of 24 characters, and contain letters, numbers, symbols, and at least 3 emoji. Then, enter the unique SMS PIN you get on your phone, and answer 3 security questions, and you're in. You'll instantly see your dashboard. Your Sweepers dashboard is where it all happens. Every project shows up here as a colorful bubble.
Bubbles?
Bubbles. The more projects, the more bubbles. The size of the bubble indicates the scope of the project, or the team size, or the amount of the job completed, or left to be completed. Each project manager sets the parameter when they set up a project, and each project can be completely different. Empowering, isn't it?
No, it's confusing.
To access a project, simply click on a bubble to pop it. If you forget which color goes with which job, you can also slide out this menu from the left side of the screen that shows you every project and its color.
Oh, so I can just click on it there.
But remember, this menu is just for reference.
Dang it!
You can only access a project by clicking on the correct bubble, like this. Naturally, each project has its own dashboard.
Naturally?
Not to be confused with the main dashboard, which is the main dashboard, not a secondary dashboard. Your secondary dashboard is filled with shiny jewels, each representing a different piece of data. Click on the diamond to see who else is on your team. The ruby shows the status of your project, the opal indicates next steps, and, of course, the sapphire lets you view a project timeline.
Wait, what do you mean, of course? I don't understand.
If you clicked on the wrong bubble, or simply want to get back to the dashboard, click on the cubic zirconia. That brings up a modal screen where you can type in the word dashboard to go back.
Okay, why wouldn't that take you back to
the... You can also type in the color of a different project, which will, as you have probably already guessed, also bring you back to the dashboard. It's all part of our unique UX design.
I am so confused.
For now, let's click on the topaz and see what different assets the team is sharing on this project. Here, every type of asset can be uploaded and sorted simply by dragging and dropping it on top of its corresponding number. Ones are Word documents, twos are pictures, threes are videos, fours are PDFs, fives are PowerPoint presentations, and so on.
No, stop. What? So on.
If a Word document also contains a picture, simply drag the icon of the number 2 on top of the icon of the number 3 first to create a Sweepers multi-bin registered trademark. Drop in your document. Then, when someone wants to access it, they simply reverse the process, dragging the 3 on top of the 2. This will show all the Word documents with pictures.
Is there a piece of cheese at the end of this maze?
If you clicked on the wrong jewel and want to go back to the project screen, simply drag the number 8 on top of the number 4. That brings up a modal screen where you can type in the word dashboard. Since dashboard always only takes you back one screen, you will be taken back to the individual project screen.
Why can't you use the back button or something?
Let's dog ear that for now. For the moment, let's look at email. You can communicate with individuals or entire teams within Sweepers, keeping all the documents centralized, so you never lose a conversation, even if team members change over time. Say, for example, someone is made redundant, like you.
What?
To start a conversation in a project, simply click on the appropriate color bubble on the dashboard, then click on the emerald. Type in your message, then select team members you want to communicate with by simply clicking on their avatar. All of which show which cast member of Friends they most closely align with, as determined by our trusted third-party vendor, BuzzFeed. Team members will receive email telling them that they have an email awaiting them in Sweepers. A link in the email will take them directly to the login screen, where they simply need to log in, click on the appropriate project bubble, jewel, and message thread to read your message. If you have more questions, you can access Sweepers help at any time by dragging up from the bottom of the screen. Here you'll find a pull-down list of frequently asked questions, such as, why do we call it Sweepers? Can I create my own custom jewels? And, how do I upgrade to Sweepers Pro? We hope you enjoy using Sweepers. Your system will now reboot to complete the install. To unlock your machine, simply click on the following icons in this order. Purple bubble, ruby, ruby, 7, green bubble, 3, 3, orange bubble, and 2. Good luck, sucker.
Now hold on a second. I think I will take up farming.
goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying, that's it. We're done.
Bye-bye.